Yeah, budget passed. We received the increases we requested. We were asking for some more, $300,000 for sweet grown program, and then $400,000 to expand our farm to school lunch program, and they gave us $100,000 additional for each of those.
Good deal. Also heard there was a Senate Confirmation Committee meeting. I guess it discussed the new Ag Board. Tell us a little bit about that and who they added.
Yeah, well, the Board of Ag and Industry unanimously confirmed by the committee and then went to the full Senate and were confirmed there. We had one new member, Art Sessions, from down in Grand Bay, and Dr. Billy Powell, who was Executive VP of the Cattlemen for decades and decades, wanted to retire from our board, but we really want to thank all of them for their service and time and leadership over the past 4 years. They've been a big help to me.
What are some of the things then that the Ag Department and other stakeholders accomplished during this legislative session?
Well, one of the things was we worked with ALPA and other stakeholders to sort of ease the burden of some of the administrative costs related to, in particular, peanut and sheep and goat checkoff programs. We were receiving 5% from each of those, and we're getting 3% from the others, so we reduced their contribution, and then one of them that only raised a few $1,000s was having to be audited every other year. We changed that to every 5 years.
And, Commissioner, I keep hearing about a new China bill. Can you explain that one?
Well, yeah, I think I looked up the number of it. Act 2023-332 passed, and so it got changed a lot, but ultimately what it says is it prohibits the government or any official of the government of China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, or any country listed on the U.S. Foreign Assets Control Sanction List from purchasing any agriculture and forestry property and any property within 10 miles of a military base or critical infrastructure like a power plant or a water treatment facility.